Nolte, Media Desperation Hits DEFCON 1 as Ukraine Hoax Unravels. By John Nolte on October 4, 2019. Trump's China Call. The Ukraine Texts. Chuck Todd Melts Down. Republicans Break with Trump. Just like the media's phony Australia freakout earlier this week. On Thursday, the fake news media hit us with round after round of sound and fury signifying nothing. As the Ukraine hoax loses steam, as those of us keeping our heads discover that the Democrats' decision to cock the impeachment gun before seeing the transcript of the Ukraine call is turning into one of the greatest political blunders since John McCain canceled his presidential campaign to save the economy, the fake news media are hoping to cover up this pratfall with empty hysteria. Let's take Thursday's examples one by one, starting with the stupidest first. Chuck Todd's face melts because the Constitution, or something. Like a 12-year-old girl who just saw a mouse, Todd ran around screaming about democracy and stuff with this hysterical and hysterically funny monologue. I don't say this lightly. Let's be frank, a national nightmare is upon us. The basic rules of our democracy are under attack from the president. We begin tonight with a series of admissions by the president that all but ensure his impeachment in the House of Representatives. It's a moment of truth for Republicans, and they have been largely silent on what we have seen from the president. Today he publicly called on two foreign governments to interfere in the presidential election by investigating his chief 2020 political rival. Todd's opener is a flat-out lie. He doesn't take this lightly. What are we, idiots? These left-wing liars claim our democracy is under attack every time a Republican defends himself, and they've been saying this about Trump for 4 years now. Second verse, same as the first. Seriously, fuck off. Trump spoke to China about Joe Biden. Here's far-left CNN's big, fat, fake headline. Trump raised Biden with Xi in June call housed in highly secure server. What's especially hilarious about this particular piece of propaganda? Sorry, I don't link fake news, is that it took five, so-called reporters to gin up this nonsense. But do you see what's going on here? The headline is designed to 1. Give us the impression Trump did a quid pro quo with China to investigate a political rival. And 2. Then engaged in a cover-up by hiding the call in this secure server. Except for the fact that nothing close to that is true, this is really big news. Here's what actually happened on this call, which is only revealed after 3 paragraphs of CNN spin. So all Trump did was shoot the breeze. As far as this super-secret server that we're supposed to believe covers up all of Trump's impeachable offenses goes, Obama used the same server for his calls. So once again, you have the fake news media dressing up a non-story, a big zero into a bombshell. The texts smoke like a gun. Added, we now know that the Taylor's text lamenting how it's crazy to withhold security assistance was prompted by a Politico article, not something going on in the White House. So this bombshell is even dumber than I originally believed. Far-left ABC News, which has already poured Ukrainian fake news over itself and lit itself on fire, hit us with this latest bombshell, crazy to withhold security assistance to Ukraine for political campaign, top U.S. diplomat. Sorry again, but I don't link fake news. Oh, boy, they got Trump now. The walls are really closing in this time. Except, not. The full context of the text messages are what you call exculpatory. Here's some real journalism courtesy of Breitbart News. Newly disclosed text messages show Gordon Sondland, the United States ambassador to the European Union, defended President Donald Trump's July 25 telephone call with the leader of Ukraine, affirming the president has said no quid pro quo of any kind took place between the heads of state, according to a report. On Thursday, ABC News published excerpts of the texts in which Bill Taylor, the top U.S. diplomat to Ukraine, wrote to Sondland, "I think it's crazy to withhold security assistance for help with a political campaign." Seemingly a reference to allegations brought forward by a partisan CIA officer in a complaint that stated the president sought to pressure Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to investigate the business ties of Hunter Biden, the son of former Vice President and 2020 White House hopeful Joe Biden. More. "I believe you are incorrect about President Trump's intentions," Sondland wrote in a message to Taylor. "The president has been crystal clear, no quid pro quo of any kind." The president is trying to evaluate whether Ukraine is truly going to adopt the transparency and reforms that President Zelensky promised during the campaign. What's more, according to numerous reports, Ukraine did not 1. Feel pressured at all, and 2. Was expecting the U.S. aid to continue at the time of the call. Republicans break with Trump on whistleblower. OMFG, Republicans are breaking with Trump. He's doomed. His presidency is doomed. Except, yeah, no. NBC News is gonna NBC News. All Senator Joni Ernst, Arya, said was, whistleblowers should be protected. I stand with Chuck Grassley on this. We have laws in place. That's not breaking with Trump. So no one is breaking with Trump. Man alive. Dash. With the Ukraine hoax coming apart like a cheap sweater, this is how the media believe they can cover that fact up. By making up scandals out of whole cloth, out of hyperbolic monologues and headlines that don't hold up to what little factual reporting there is buried underneath the phony headline. They got nothing. They know they got nothing. But they believe they can fool voters by holding up a banana and screaming about it being a smoking gun. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.